got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
K-Rock, have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Every day, Ben comes on into the studio, brings us the news of the day. We'll leave out some key elements, and we have to fill in those blanks just to make sure we've been paying attention.
And note she said every day. That includes Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah. You guys don't even show up,
I know,
and I'm still
so
doing
weird.
This thing.
Yeah. Why don't we show up?
Rude.
Got things on.
Hey, we'll start things off with a bizarre TikTok hack that's making the rounds at the moment concerning Disney World in Florida. Now, this hack means you get a free T-shirt from Disney World. Oh. What is the hack to get a free T-shirt?
Is this like the thing where people wear like really inappropriate clothing? So then,
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. They like basically wear nothing. It'll be like, oh, I'm going to rock up in my bikini, and then they go, no. Yeah. Here's a T-shirt. Put it on, please. Cover up your bits.
Now, a young lady did actually try it, and she was denied a free T-shirt. They basically said, hey, go over there to the outside gift shop and buy one or you can't come in.
Oh.
And luckily she, was doing it as a stunt, so had a T-shirt already in her bag and, put a T-shirt
back
on.
Put on Universal's T-shirt instead.
You're also not allowed to dress up as one of the characters when you go to Disneyland Parks.
You can't go dress as a police officer to...
They don't want people walking around being like, oh, is that a character or is that a person that's trying to be one?
Because otherwise, like, if it's bad quality, they'll be like, oh, geez, Mickey Mouse is a bit sad. I only had one ear. Weird.
Hey, Michael Bublé, or Bubbles, as he's known to some of his fans, he's pulled the pin on his Aussie tour less than 3 weeks before it was due to kick off. What reasoning has he given to call this one off?
Santa called and was like, Boobs, I need you.
We need a Christmas album. Come on.
Boobs, I need you is a weird thing to say and it'd still be completely fine on the radio, given context. Oh, mum's everywhere, devastated. Mm-hmm. Has he lost his voice?
No. It's quite possibly one of the most boring reasons you could possibly think of.
What?
Global logistical issues.
What?
Oh, he missed his flight.
Are you serious?
He said that it's currently impossible for he and his team to deliver the quality of show he feels that Australian fans deserve.
Okay.
And therefore he's just like, nah, not coming, see you later.
Nah, pathetic. So, come down, Boobs.
Yeah. Again, totally fine to say. Good job. Very smart there, Jess.
Finally, social media has erupted over a bizarre detail on a Vegemite jar, which was circulating around from the 1930s to 40s. Now, according to the label, you can use Vegemite in sandwiches, stews, soups and gravies, and also add a teaspoon to what?
To a glass of hot milk.
Yeah, hot milk?
Uh-huh.
Boiling milk?
Just warm milk.
I never got into warm milk.
For a, quote, nourishing beverage,
mm-hmm.
which sounds disgusting.
I've never gotten into Vegemite.
Yeah.
So to me, putting Vegemite in anything is thanks.
Look, I love Vegemite, but putting it in a glass of milk, no. That's bad.
Well, I feel like we've got to try it, right?
Tim, I'm so glad you said that because remember when I said I was going to pop down to the shops earlier?
The shops?
Yeah.
Right.
I did pick up some Vegemite we will be trying this.
Is this what you've written on the sheet as nourishing?
Mm.
Oh, good. Well, that's
a nourishing treat.
That's coming up next. So, Ben, run. Quick, get out, get out.
I'm out of here.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Now, I am worried. We've been managed to get out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because you're the team in Tim and Jess, I had to stick around after what you and Ben were just discussing in Have You Been Paying Attention?
So there was a little nugget, an Easter egg has been revealed.
Right.
The Vegemite jar. You know it well. The little jar with a little yellow lid.
Yeah, yellow. It's iconic in Australia.
On a jar that people have found buried from the 1930s.
Okay.
There is some suggested uses for Vegemite. At the moment, they've got like bolognese and they've got like a little recipe how you put it in your bolognese.
I thought it was like, how Coke did the names on Coke. So I was like, oh man, bolognese, finally, I got my name on a jar.
On one from the 1930s, it says on the jar that for a nourishing treat, warm up a glass of milk and put in a teaspoon of Vegemite.
Jeez, okay.
And then chug-a-lug, baby. And look at this. Oh, do you hear that? That's a fresh jar being opened.
Also in the 1930s, I'm pretty sure if you, had just, a cold, they'd be like, anyway, off to war with you. That'll cure you.
To the war.
To the war. So I'm not sure I'm ready to take on 1930s advice. But
so during the break, I warmed up some milk in some beautiful wine glasses.
I do like that. It's a nice red glass.
Oh, God, the smell of Vegemite.
Oh, you're so un-Australian. Vegemite is the best, mate.
I'm going to do it with you.
Good, because drinking alone in an afternoon is a little bit sad.
I should have brought an extra
spoon. We'll just put it in the milk and spin it. Now, when I was younger, I used to love drinking milk. I would absolutely love it.
Just a glass.
Yeah,
a lot.
I guess I'm having that one. I wonder.
Oh, my fingers are clean.
It is oozing into the glass.
Okay.
All right. Give it a hold the base of the glass and give it a real.
I've got Vegemite fingers. Now.
That's okay.
Okay.
Gamma.
Okay. The liquid's now going from white to brown.
Well, yeah.
Which kind of looks like chalky milk.
Okay.
It's not dissolved a lot.
It's not chalky milk. Unfortunately,
it's definitely not chalky.
What type of meal before we take a sip of this, what type of meal do you think this would be best suited for?
I guess if you're doing a Vegemite bolognese, you might have a milky treat.
Might pair it with this.
Maybe add a little Baileys for a little Christmas cocktail.
All right. Well, I feel like that's mixed enough.
Okay, I'm going to give you yours with a spoon.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, wow. It's so warm.
Oh, I wish you could smell it. It smells...
It smells like milk and hot Vegemite, I'll be honest.
I've got so much Vegemite on my finger.
Just eat it off your finger.
Okay.
It's so you ready? Yeah, of course.
Cheers.
Cheers, champion.
Cheers.
Happy Thursday.
Here we go.
Oh, spoons hit me in the face.
Let's have a little sip and see if people should be doing this little nourishing treat. It's not terrible. It's definitely not as bad as I thought it would be.
If you're listening, picture what you think milk tastes like and then add what you think Vegemite tastes like. And it's pretty much it's exactly what I thought it was going to taste like. It's not good, but it's not bad.
It's got like a weird aftertaste, like almost a fishy aftertaste.
I'm into it.
You are?
Girl, what's up? finally, a cocktail that I'm into. I've been spending so many dollars.
Swish her around a little bit. Yeah. Oh, God, here we go. Maybe they did have something. Maybe we should all go to the war.
You think 1930s had it right?
If this is what the 1930s tasted like, yeah. I'm all right with it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Cheers. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned, Tim. And today we're talking aeroplanes because our good mate here at the K-Rock office, Chappie, he does all the digital stuff. You follow any of the K-Rock socials, that's
all
Chappie's handiwork.
Of the videos that Jess and our digital guy conspire against me with, that's him. He's the other culprit that's framing me on our social media at the
moment.
He's
jet-setting off to Queensland this weekend. We're all very jealous. And we got talking about flying on planes and about those people that recline on a plane pretty much the entire flight. Guilty. That's me. I do the entire flight.
Look, I know we've only been here a month, but I feel like people have had it long enough. That's long enough to know that you're that type of person that would ruin someone else's experience for your comfort.
I have paid for an aeroplane seat that reclines. If it reclines, I will recline it.
But it's not uncomfortable to not recline it.
It is.
It's inconvenient for the person behind you. Like if you were sitting up and someone reclined in front of you,
then I would just recline.
Yeah, but then literally it's a domino effect, and I just feel it's an all or none situation. I feel like there should be a button, and they all just go, and then everyone's reclined, and then everyone's not reclined.
Well, 522-232-955. We are looking for our judge, and we finally have one, Tim.
Yep. Luke in Belmont, Your Honour, thank you very much for giving us a call. You understand the seriousness that comes with your role this evening.
I do, and I'm very glad to be the one to actually make the ruling on this.
Okay good. So are you a frequent flyer, Luke?
Oh, I wouldn't say frequent, especially in the last couple of years.
Yeah, but, that's fair.
It's true, no one's a frequent flyer.
I enjoy going places, yeah.
All right, well, Luke, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you the gavel. And remember, whatever your final verdict is, it becomes state law, and then people in Geelong and the Surf Coast have to abide by this. So if you're flying out of Avalon Airport, too bad, this is what you got to do from now on. All right, Luke, when it comes to reclining your chair on a flight, is it yes, is it no?
It is no, no recline.
Luke, I thought we could be friends, but that's fine. No, you've sided with Tim?
No, because you're the reason I end up with like pressure wounds on my kneecap. Because the people
wounds.
In front of me rock back like I'm ready to give them dental work. But no, I just want to be able to sit comfortably.
Luke, how tall are you? Because I think this applies differently for different people. Because Jess is what I would call the smallest babushka in a babushka system.
I'm 5 foot. Four-ish.
Right. So I'm about a foot taller than you then.
Right,
I think that's where the issue comes in. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, Luke, it's people, it's, and that's the thing, Jess, it's people like you that are ruining other people's experience for your own comfort.
One Subway foot-long sandwich taller than me, and all of a sudden all the rules have to be different.
All right, that's a very big slander towards our judge, Luke.
I'm sorry, Your Honour.
Your Honour, thank you very much.
Yeah, we do appreciate you calling.
You've been found in contempt.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about baby names, Tim. It's one thing we love about on this show is...
names. They're
names.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Whether we're spelling them, breaking them down, names are incredible.
You've probably seen the website Nameberry. It's basically like one of those websites that lists a whole bunch of baby names if you're looking for a baby name.
Get this. I got into a proper argument with my wife on the weekend because she thinks that Jessica is a less common name than Tim.
Really?
And I was like, I know 40 Jesses and 2 Tims, and I'm one of the Tims.
The other day, you and your wife and I rocked up to a Pilates class, and they were like, what's your name? And I said, Jess. And she was like, which one?
There were six Jesses
in the one class.
Yeah. All right. I've never met another Tim other than me that wasn't a cricketer.
Yep.
So... there you go.
Well, the Nameberry CEO, Pamela Redmond, she said, if you want your kids to stand out, you need to go with a name that barely gets used. And she has got a list of the top 3 girls' names that have hardly any uses worldwide.
Right.
And the top 3 boys' names. Okay. So these are like the least popular.
So if you've got a young one on the way and maybe you're looking to stand out, and like my mum runs a childcare centre, and sometimes... she tells me some of the names. I go, these are fascinating. And I love the uniqueness.
These are not like Elon Musk names. Where,
like X-Arc, Angel Wing and that kind of deal.
They're actual words. Okay, so let's just go through it. The girls first or the boys?
Girls first, I'd say.
Less than 5 people have registered with this name. Hester.
That's my super fund.
Also, a very unpopular girl's name.
Okay,
Tim.
Hester.
Hester was a good suggestion. Only 8 girls apparently are on this list have the name B.
Like B-E-E?
Yeah.
Like Buzz Buzz B?
Like Buzz Buzz B.
I don't hate B.
A lot of people like will shorten Beatrice to B, but this is like, B-E-E.
Well, I feel like one of my wife's best mates' names is Bryden, and I call her B.
You call her B.
But it's more singular B. I don't see the E-E, but I don't hate B-E-E. Good job.
And the one that only has 5 people with this name, Romilly.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's kind of like Emily, but it's like...
Romilly.
R-O-M-I-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Romilly.
All right, let's quickly move on to boys before I make fun of someone's name that's listening.
Only 23 boys have been registered with this name, Grover. I like the Sesame Street character. I guess once he was on Sesame Street, people were like, nah.
Yeah, that's a shame with those kind of things.
Yep.
But I can't imagine Grover and Elmo were popular before the Sesame Street.
Ajax. Only 23 boys have been given the name Ajax.
His cousin Spray and Wipe. Come on, mate. Help me.
The final boy's name, only 9 boys
in the whole of Australia.
Name. Yep. ZBD. Z-E-B-E.
Hey, Bazetta. Jazz babies.
I don't even know if I'm saying it right. It's kind of like a spin on Zebediah, apparently.
Oh.
Z-E-B-E-D-E-E.
Oh, Z-B-D-B.
Z-B-D-B.
Sounds like something you say when you don't know what to do and leave the room. You're like, anyway.
Tim, Matt, Zibby-dibby.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know who are doing hard work right now? VCE Year 11 and 12 mm-hmm. students with their exams. Not
they
only just
are.
Across Victoria, but specifically here in Geelong and the Surf Coast. We are supporting all of our students that are getting it done every single day.
Tomorrow, a huge exam, Tim, for mm-hmm. Year 12s. It's going to be geography.
Geography. This was one of the ones I did all the way through
right.
until year 12. I did my major study on the Murray-Darling Basin.
Oh.
And I did not predict all these La Niñas. So if anything, the good results I got on my geography exam 13 years
should
ago.
Should be void.
Yeah, should be void yeah. because I didn't expect this.
I am notoriously awful at geography, yep. so I'm devastated that this has fallen onto me.
Well, yes, so you are doing the geography exam today to stand in solidarity with all the VCE students doing the exam tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Are you confident, Jess?
Nope, but let's get into it anyway.
Jess, what is the largest continent on Earth? Is it Europe? Is it Asia? Is it Antarctica? Or is it Africa?
I am going to say, I feel like Russia is like in with Asia, and Russia's pretty big landmass-wise. I'm going to go Asia.
Currently, Asia is the largest continent at approximately 44,806,812 square kilometres. The next biggest is Africa after that.
Yeah, I was tossing up between Africa and Asia, but no, I'm glad I stuck with my first instinct.
Good job. First thought's always the best thought. Jess, what is the driest place on Earth? Libya, Antarctica, or the Sahara Desert?
Okay, well, Antarctica's all ice, so that's wet. So we're going to rule him out. Where is Libya?
It's in Africa.
I thought the Sahara Desert was in Libya. So I'm going to say the Sahara Desert.
Incorrect.
Oh!
The driest place on Earth is McMurdo Dry Valleys in Antarctica, Jess.
Stop it.
Yeah, it hasn't rained there for more than 2 million years. So that ice is...
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, the ice is... Yeah, okay, yep.
What I've done there is I've done you a dirty.
Yeah. you dog.
Jess, how many states and territories are in Australia?
Okay, states and territories. Okay, so we've got...
I'm going to need it quick. You're going to do
Victoria, quick. New South Wales, Queensland, Northern Territory, WA, South Australia, Tasmania, 7. No, ACT, 8! 8, yes. 8, 8, I said 8!
Yes,
it is
8. You got all of them right. Congratulations. Jess, second last question. What is the former name of Tasmania?
Van Diemen's Land.
Yeah, I was going to give you multiple
choices,
but it is
it,
Van
mate.
Diemen's Land.
They should have left it as Van Diemen's Land. Way cooler than Tasmania.
Not sure he's a cooler dude.
Is it named after a dude?
Yeah, bad guy.
Yeah.
Van Diemen, would you believe?
That makes sense.
Yep. And final question, Jess. Now, I've left the hardest question till last. Where do you live? A, Geelong, or B, Ballarat? I'm happy for you to phone a friend on this one. I know this is a tough one. Where do you live, Jess? Geelong or Ballarat? Right now, where do you live?
I live in Geelong.
She does! Wow.
Okay, so maybe for like the first 30 years of my life, I confused Ballarat and Geelong.
Just so different in population, size,
now that
demographic.
I live here, I know where Geelong is.
I'm so proud
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
Jess, you just clean swept the geography exam.
I mean, look at me go. If I have passed on that good luck to all the geography students tomorrow, I'll be a happy girl.
All right, well, congratulations. You passed the grade 1 geography trivia exam that I found online. Good job, Jess.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.